if it's good to him, it's good for him, it's good for me. It's whatever you want.
Look,
going
for the jugular.
No, but see, I'm here. I would get up and walk out if I had to talk about Michael's nose on the BBC. Oh, I'm not going to do that because he wouldn't like that.
It seems to me, though, that having researched Michael for for almost a year now, that he does need help of some sort. That he's a remarkable, talented, kind, gentle, loving individual, but also that he's troubled. For reasons I don't fully understand.
I don't either. You're saying it's trouble. I don't see that as trouble.
You don't. I mean, what about the fact that he doesn't seem to have any real friends? He doesn't seem to have any real romantic relationships.
He has. Micah has everything that he needs.
He only seems to relate to children. He has no friends his own age.
Michael is a kid, sort of like. I mean, Michael is a kid himself. He never really grown up.
Do you ever wonder whether, because he was successful at a young age, that he came to feel that he had to be this cute little boy, in order for people to love him, and that stopped him ever from growing up?
No, I don't see it that way. Yeah. I don't see it that way at all.
Because in his physical appearance, he's given himself this tiny little nose, and he almost has made himself look more childlike as an adult.
There we go with that nose thing again. Michael has, if he wants an operation on his nose, a plastic surgery, hey, he can do it. This is bright.
But why would he do it?
Other people get plastic surgery all the time.
Not to that extent.
Huh?
Not to that extent.
I don't know what you mean, to what extent.
As much as he's had it.
Well, whatever he's done, he's the only one that did it to what he lacked. So, hey, I wasn't there when he did it. I didn't know about it. So, anyway, I'm not going to talk about his nose anymore. Because he didn't like me.
Well, ask that question again.
You can't.
I'm not questioning his right to do what he wants.
Yeah, but this is going to be out, and he will not like for me to talk about his nose.
I'm telling him. You don't want to interview the head man, stay away from him. That's the interview on him. In case you take a hand.
Why is that? Why in that particular subject?
I'm not going to make him mad.
Stop.
I'm not going to make him mad over something I'm sitting here talking to the BBC about. He don't want me to do that.
Well, let me ask generally then. Do you think that maybe because he was a child star, that he's...
What I should be talking to you about, you all should stop calling him Jacko Wacko and all that stuff. You all started that.
So did
we. You started that in America, that when somebody's wacko, they call him, they think he's crazy. Jacko Wacko.
Well, a lot of people think Michael is crazy.
Very smart.
I mean, Michael is widely regarded as probably the most eccentric person on the planet. That can't be news to you, is it?
Well, whatever.
Would you like to see Michael settle down with a partner?
What's a partner?
A loved one?